This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni in Rome today, aiming to further strengthen India-Italy bilateral relations across key sectors. The meeting focused on boosting cooperation in trade, investment, technology, defence, clean energy and strategic partnerships. Both leaders also discussed regional and global developments of mutual interest. The talks reflected the growing strategic partnership between India and Italy, with an emphasis on expanding economic collaboration and people-to-people ties. Following the delegation-level talks, both leaders delivered a joint press statement. Prime Minister Modi announced that India and Italy have decided to upgrade their bilateral relationship to a special strategic partnership.
पिछले लगभग साढ़े तीन वर्षों में मुझे कई बार प्राइम मिनिस्टर मेलोनी से मिलने का अवसर मिला है। यह भारत और इटली के बीच करीबी सहयोग और सामंजस्य को दर्शाता है। उनके नेतृत्व में हमारे संबंधों को नई गति, नई दिशा और नया आत्मविश्वास मिला है। मुझे खुशी है कि हम अपने संबंधों को अपग्रेड करते हुए स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की घोषणा कर रहे हैं।
He said the India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 provides a practical and futuristic framework for bilateral ties. Mr. Modi said both sides held extensive discussions on enhancing cooperation and are working on establishing an India-Italy Innovation Center. He said the India-Italy Defence Industrial Roadmap has paved the way for co-development and co-production of military hardware. The Prime Minister added that both countries will also work together in shipping, port modernization, logistics and the blue economy. Prime Minister Modi reached Italy on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and the UAE. Ties between India and Italy have expanded with unprecedented momentum in recent years and have now reached a decisive stage. In a joint article written by Prime Minister Modi and his Italian counterpart Meloni, the two leaders highlighted that relations between the two countries have evolved from a cordial friendship into a special strategic partnership, rooted in the values of freedom, democracy and a shared vision for the future. President Draupadi Murmu today said that to achieve the goal of a Vikasit Bharat and take society to the pinnacle of progress, officers will often have to move forward by striving against the tide. She said this after a group of IAS officers from the 2024 batch called on her at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a meeting with his South Korean counterpart An Kyu-wak in Seoul. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said it was a highly productive meeting as India and South Korea exchanged agreements on promoting defence cyber cooperation. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully completed the final development trials of the unmanned aerial vehicle-launched precision-guided missile V-3, marking a significant achievement for the country's defence sector. The trials were conducted in both air-to-ground and air-to-air modes at the DRDO test range near Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh. The trials successfully demonstrated the missile's precision strike capability, reliability and effectiveness in varied combat scenarios. The Supreme Court today dismissed a petition challenging the centre's decision to undertake caste enumeration as part of the upcoming census, saying the issue falls within the policy domain of the government. The top court observed that the government needs to know the number of people belonging to backward classes to frame welfare measures for them. In IPL cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at the iconic Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets in a high-scoring match in Jaipur, keeping their playoff hopes alive. And that is the end of this news bulletin.